Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. On the line with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, Mike, one of the things we're greeted to in many cities in our region is pawn shops. We, in fact, have one right next to WAMC, and there's something going on in Albany when it comes to these establishments.
Right. A controversial new law that was passed in Albany County a few weeks back would have stepped up regulation on these pawn shops and any store that deals in precious metals and secondhand goods like jewelry. But the county executive, Dan McCoy, has vetoed the bill. It was his first veto message since taking office earlier this year. It struck down the law that he called flawed and saying it would have put a burden on local businesses. Now, in doing so, the county executive did agree with the pleas of shop owners, but he sent it back to the county legislature, which is expected to take up and come up with an amended version in the coming months and send that back to the county executive. Businesses and industry groups had complained that it required them to take meticulous records and send them into the police every day about what they've bought and sold in their stores. And they said it would even apply to stores like Macy's. Some disagreed with that interpretation, but because of the ambiguity about it, they're going to go back to the drawing board and reintroduce it to try to help police enforce the law and follow stolen goods, so that cuts down on that in pawn shops.
From there, we head to the business page and a story on net metering.
Yeah, net metering is where utility companies are required under law to accept excess power that you might generate through solar panels on your roof, for example, or if you have a windmill on top of your house or on your property. And this 2009 law has helped boost the solar panel industry in New York. But Central Hudson Gas and Electric in the Hudson Valley has decided that it's not going to accept any more customers in this net metering program. It says they've met the maximum required by law of energy that they're supposed to buy this way. And some state officials and politicians are worried that this is going to hurt businesses, so they're going to try to come up with a measure to require utilities to take more power from the customers so that this trend can continue.
Well, something that happened this week, very exciting. The Martian rover Curiosity arrived on the planet, and we have a local connection.
Yes, that's right. RPI's Dean of the School of Science, Lori Leshin, has been out at the Jet Propulsion Labs in California for this mission. She had been with NASA before coming to RPI recently, but she continued her work on this Mars Curiosity program and was out there this week where we reached her by telephone, and she's very excited about it. She'll spend several more weeks there, basically applying her expertise as a cosmochemist. She says it's going to lift the scientific community and have more people follow this career.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.